our protocol. Place your phone or audio connection on mute until such time you are presented or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold, your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link, and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Welcome to San Diego Mission Academy. This is Tuesday, April 19th, 2022 at 2:30. The meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in ground and teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting. As required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be auto-recorded and posted on the charter school website. So we're going to call this meeting to order. We'll do a roll call, establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck. Mike Malloy.
Present.
John Dorch.
Present.
Barbara Willebrand.
Present.
Okay, so we do have a quorum. We want to remind everybody to make sure they're on mute. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's see. Barbara, will you do that for us, please? Barbara, did you hear that?
I believe that. Okay, please stand and put your hand over your heart and follow me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. All right, so now we'll do staff introductions. We'll start with Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
And I don't believe Jerry Vincent is on this time, so we'll go to school staff.
Good afternoon, Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Kevin Ogden. I'm the liaison to our authorizer, Warner Unified.
Hello, everyone. Jenna Yunus, Principal at CMA.
All right, school legal counsel.
As soon as I unmute, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
Okay. Seems to be going around. All right, advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good afternoon, board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with NNAC.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLC.
Heather Stube, Director of Special Education.
And I also have Oviedo here, a JAG specialist for San Diego Mission Academy.
Thank you.
Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. So welcome, everybody. This is wonderful. So let's go to 1E, adopt resolution, continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual and teleconference pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you, Jeff. Any questions from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
John Dorch, move.
Then I'll second.
Okay, so John Dorch moved, Barbara Willebrand second, so we'll vote. 1E has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1F. Approve agenda for the April 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion second to approve 1F.
Michael, I make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Michael Lloyd motion, Barbara Willebrand is seconded. We'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Michael Lloyd,
aye.
John Dorch,
aye.
Barbara Willebrand,
aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. We're now 1G. Approved minutes of the March 1st, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these. Are there any corrections or comments? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Move.
Okay, somebody needs to go on mute. We're hearing another noise. All right, so it was moved by Barbara Willebrand, seconded by Claudette Beck. We'll vote on 1G. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Michael Lloyd?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. So now we're on consent items. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. So A, 1, 2, and 3. 1, the board will be asked to approve the 2022-23 parent-student handbook. 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised employee handbook. And 3, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for virtual instruction, an addendum to the school's health and safety plan. Are there any board member who would like to table one of these or put it for further discussion? And if not, can I have a motion to approve A, 1, 2, and 3 on the consent agenda?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John Dorch second. Mike Malloy has moved. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the consent agenda A, 1 through 3 has been passed unanimously. Now we're in public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time. But it's the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public who's on the line who would like to introduce herself or make a comment? And Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you. So now we're on 4, school reports and information. This is principal update, Jenna Yunus.
Thank you to the board, and it's wonderful to be back here in the spring with the sunny weather. And as we mentioned, you know, seeing people in their offices and dressed up, it's really nice. So I'm happy to be here. I have a few enrollment updates for you, some state testing and stakeholder engagement updates, and then I have a special guest here to tell a student success story. So enrollment updates of note. Right now, San Diego Mission Academy is at 176 students. We have been at this 150 to 165-ish, you know, threshold for quite a while, having students come in and having students exit. So this is up 22 students from April of 2021. So I do believe we're seeing a positive trend. We're establishing ourselves in the community, and we have a lot of, you know, good to offer. And I think that's catching hold, you know. We have a 15% special education population at this time, and 28% of our population is 19 years old or older. So at SCMA, we still have a fairly large adult school population. and we're continuing to see students enroll with us. And the Jobs for American Graduates program is one way that students can earn a workforce partnership number through so that they're able to enroll with us after they are aged out of a traditional high school at 19 years or older. So just wanted to let you all know as well, we are enrolling students through our Foundations of JAG program, and my guest, Stephen Oviedo, is in charge of that program as well. And that provides work readiness to students who aren't enrolled in our full-time JAG cohort, but who still earn or receive work readiness support, as an adult student, and many of them are working or, you know, holding other job responsibilities. So that's a pretty significant population of 19 and plus still in the San Diego region. We've had 20 graduates since July 1st, 2021, and we have set our graduation for this school year, I believe it's August 10th, and we're probably leaning toward a virtual ceremony only because San Diego has a very wide breadth of demographic physical locations of students, and typically they're a little bit less inclined to want to come out of their shell, but I will make sure all of you get the save the date invitations and that we do follow up on with more information. As for state testing, we're at 41% completion for CAS. These are the California state tests in English, math, and science, and we have to give them to our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and 11th and 12th graders. We just really started hitting testing hard last week, and we go through May 15th. So all of our students are scheduled to test and are being supported with technology troubleshooting, and just kind of education about those tests. So we held several test information sessions. We had several parents attend those sessions. We really want to not only get the 95% participation, but show that we do have students who are learning and growing in English, math, especially, you know, who have been with us for a couple of years now. In our English learner proficiency assessment test, which is also required annually during this time, we're at 83% completion as of today. And again, we have another month or so to get that percentage to 95%. And those are English learners who still have not been reclassified as English proficient. We are reviewing our local control and accountability plan from last year, and we are creating an action plan and goals for this following year, 22-23. Feel free to say that for 22-23. And we are also undergoing WASC accreditation in February 6th through 8th. February 6th through 8th, 2023. So in anticipation of that, we are preparing, to get everything lined up for that. And let me see. I think that's really, those are the biggest updates I have to note today. And with that, I want to introduce Stephen Oviedo. He is our JAG specialist for Mission Academy, San Diego Mission Academy. He works with a cohort of students who have decided to enroll in the JAG program cohort, which is a 1 year of participation and then 1 year of follow-up post-graduation. And he's also taken on the Foundations of JAG class, which is where our students 19 and up who enroll with us complete 5 credits of career preparation and work readiness. In order to make sure that they have a little bit of support, enrolling in school full time as an adult student. So Steve has a success story of one of our, I think, male students who has participated in the JAG program or the Foundations of JAG program. So I'll let him give you a little bit more information.
Thank you, Madam Chair, President, and board members for having me. So like Jenna said, so we have a Foundations of JAG class. And the JAG program, we can get students to be able to go through that. So one student I want to mention, he first started with me in the Foundations of JAG course. And I did, and then I informed him because I knew a little bit about his background as a teacher, and I informed him about the JAG program that we have and the out-of-school program. And he was interested in it, and very respectful student, and speaking with his academic advisor, and when I did the interview with him, you know, to qualify to be in JAG, you have to have five barriers to success. He had 19 when I did his interview. And a question we asked during the interview is, if there's one thing you can change in your life, what would it be? And he said where he lived. He told me about, like, his background and, you know, how his girlfriend in October, it's sad, his girlfriend had passed away from a shooting in October. And he has some really, you know, tough situations he's been through. And to see the growth of not just a student, but a person, it's beautiful to see. He's one of my top students. Any goal I set for him, he accomplishes it. His classes, he's getting A's on his packets, and the words he uses in his packets and his reflection is, you can really see he wants to have a better life, and he's really pursuing that. When we have our collaborations with the students and our project-based learning, he also is like the first to collaborate in there. He's involved, and he always contacts me if he needs anything, and he's not shy. He knows the goals he wants. He wants to graduate. He wants to do better in school, and he wants to become a barber at a school after school. So I'm working with him on that, and even just a couple other students we have, like as I mentioned before, we have two graduates, Kimberly and Nabila, and they both right away, Kimberly started at Mission Community College, and she's actually changed her, with support through me and finding her interest in career she wants to get into, she actually changed to biotechnology. But originally she wanted to do biomedical engineering, and she was taking a class and fell in love with it, and that's what she's pursuing, and she has straight A's in the class, so she's doing really well. And Nabila, her goal is to own a bakery, and she is one of the aptitude tests that they took in the JAG program actually identify that for her as well. And she actually enrolled into a bakery, a culinary arts program. And one thing for her, something I'm working on with her is confidence. And she's confident, but she gets really shy on the camera. So one thing I'm working with her on that is to turn the camera on and not be so shy, but there's also a balance. So for her, she right away said she wanted to do a virtual program for culinary arts. So I was with her looking on programs, and she found one also, and she applied for it. I was helping with her FAFSA, and she's already done the application, and she's really excited for it. So just some of the things that the JAG program offers, and the students are on their way to success, and it's just really exciting to see it. And I look really forward to continuing this journey. And with Jenna having such a great support, like I know this isn't possible without her, and I have so much thanks to her to instill so much trust in me to you know, work with this program, and we continue growing, and it's a beautiful experience, and I thank you all, and I thank Jenna for it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Steve, and, you know, I love having, like, this as much as you, having people come in and tell you about student success, because I don't always, you know, get the firsthand information, and hearing Steve talk just reminds me of what we do in our program as far as, like, not just academics and, you know, getting students through a class, but the confidence, you know, and the self-belief and, you know, self-advocacy. And those are all things that are really important to us. And in an independent study program, we should be building student confidence and, you know, self-agency. So makes me really proud as well to hear that. Thank you, Steve, for being here. And thank you to the board members for, you know, for your support. And that concludes my report.
I just have a little question.
Thank you so much for President Stanford.
Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? Oh, you can? Okay.
Yes, Claudia, yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I mean, I haven't changed anything over there, but who knows? My question is just, it's just a simple one, but it's just what is the oldest person you have on JAG that's joined JAG? Like, what's that age group after 19?
So I have, in the JAG program, my youngest student is 16, and the oldest is 21.
Oh, okay.
She's 21, and she's a student I'm working with right now. Actually, she sent me her resume today because she wants to apply for Costco, so I'm helping her with that.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure how far it went in either direction, really.
So the age would go from 16 to 24 for JAG.
We can enroll students through their 25th birthday, and, you know, we really try, like, not to do that, but we have had some students come to us at 22 or 23, and we've been able to graduate them. One of our students was married, working full-time, you know, supporting two kids,
And so that's not an uncommon story for a student that enrolled at that age. But it does take a lot of determination. And our having our JAG program is huge support. So
my question is that a regular program that you offer to all kids, like for that age group, or just the JAG program?
So the JAG program, so JAG, Foundations of JAG is kind of like one, you know, sector of our partnership with J4CG, which is Jobs for California Graduates, and that is required of students to enroll with us after the age of 19. It's a college, well, career, college and career, but career-focused curriculum, and students work with Stephen in the completing the activities and, you know, attending collaborative meetings to discuss, you know, career options and things like that. Then we have an opt-in program for our students who are 16 and older that is an out-of-school model for the Jobs for American Graduates national model. So that the JAG cohort is an opt-in program, and we, you know, we tell our students about it in the spring. We advertise, you know, we try and get a new cohort of students in the fall, so in July, and then that's a two-year commitment. Students can graduate early. We have, like, Nabila is in her first year of the JAG cohort, but she's already graduated, and so she's still receiving support. And those students in the JAG cohort attend meetings each week with Stephen and work on a project-based learning and community service project, and then they attend career speakers that Stephen sets up or works in partnership with other, you know, career speakers that are, you know, in our network. So kind of two different paths, but both, you know, options. And like Stephen said, one of the students who started in the 19 plus Foundations pathway, you know, was able to say, I would like to be in the cohort.
So they have to graduate, though, first. No? No, they don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're provided with a year, right? Even is it 1 year or 2 years?
It's 2 years. So they have the year in school, then a year follow-up.
Okay. They're provided with a year of follow-up support, and we track their progress and see them reports in a national database, you know, if they have a job, if they've done interviews, et cetera, but they enroll, actually, you have to actually be in school. I probably confused you. I apologize, Ms. Willebrand, but it's called an out-of-school model because they're no longer in, I guess you could say, like a traditional brick-and-mortar academic path, and there are some, I'm probably not saying it as eloquently as Stephen could, but yeah, there is an in-school model that starts in middle school. So there is a JAG program that starts in middle school. Some other programs have it. We decided to start with the older program, like the 16 and up program. But who knows? You know, in 5 or 6 more years, we may have a JAG program from, you know, sixth grade on. So.
Yeah, right. Like they know what they're going to do. All right. Thank you.
But the cool thing is most of them need money. I mean, they're focused on, they need that. All right, any other comments? That was wonderful, guys. That's really interesting, and you are really supporting our kids. All right, we're going to move into the finance update with Gita. This is 3D.
Thank you, Board. So the Omni update is, you can see it on the screen. You can also find it on your PDF packet, page 217. And this reflects a summary of the Omni line of credit, which is the bank for the school, updated as of March 31st, 2022. It reflects the line of credit for the school, also the interest rate. So I just want to let the board know that since the prime rate has increased, the way the interest rate is calculated is prime rate plus 0.5% or 3.75%. It's the greater of. So currently, the interest rate for the line of credit is set at 4%. And if that interest rate continues to rise, there are other options for the school, which we will pursue to make sure the school receives the lowest interest rate if they draw from their line of credit. The other item is that the amount that has been withdrawn from the line of credit which is zero, you see on the screen. They don't have any line drawn from the line of credit at this point. And then the last section is the covenant ratio, which reflects what the school needs to meet in order to ensure that they continue being qualified for the line of credit. And the school meets that as well. So this is just a reference for you if you want to refer to it at any time. It's available for you. Thank you so much.
So 4C, CDE notification of 2021 annual determination pursuant to the Individuals with Disability Education Act and selection for 2022 special education monitoring app. And this is
thank you. Hello, board members. In support of the implementation of IDEA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter that indicates the school status in relationship to special education compliance. You've received a copy of this letter in your board packet. This year, the CDE is actually introducing a new process called compliance and improvement monitoring to replace the previous monitoring activities, such as last year's special education plan. The SIM process, as they call it, is designed to help schools identify systemic issues that could lead to poor student outcomes. So then it's our responsibility to create a plan that prioritizes those high leverage activities and then to implement that plan on our campuses virtually. The 2022 monitoring tier is based on last year's previous tier plus any additional information that's been collected and reviewed. So the current compliance monitoring level for San Diego Mission Academy is compliance only, which is actually the lowest level of required monitoring, which is very exciting for us. This means that the CDE will differentiate areas of concern for compliance on initial and triennial assessments, as well as annual and triennial IEPs. We'll be participating in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and our SELPA, designed to support the development and implementation of the SIM process. And we'll update you as the plans unfold. Are there any questions from the board? All right, thank you.
I'm on mute, okay. I do it too. Okay, five, action items. A, the board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. This is Gita.
Hello, board. So on the accounting manual, there are several red lines that are noted in your packet. You can find them on pages 226 to 232. On pages 83 to 84, there are only some minor formatting adjustments. Pages 113 and 116, the limit for getting three quotes for purchases was increased to $50,000. That's according to some federal and state guidelines, as well as FICMAT as part of the procurement requirement for the school. On pages 115, we added the language for ACH, which is our automated clearinghouse. This refers to direct deposits or any electronic payments. It's just the wording that was not included with any other kind of drafts, like regular checks that we cut. It goes through the same process, same policies and procedures and control checks. So we just wanted to make sure that that's included in there. On page 116, adding school officials to review accounts payable check register on a monthly basis. And then the last section that is redlined is just an addition of a language which was previously approved by the board but was not included in the accounting manual. So this one says adding board member signature to purchase orders over $25,000, which currently the board ratifies all of that, but the language wasn't in the accounting manual. So that was included. So those are the only recommended changes. That concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. Any questions for the board? Okay, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Michael, I make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Michael,
Loy's motioned. Barbara Willebrand seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Okay, and Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous decision that 5A has passed. So now we're on 5B. The board will be asked to approve the declaration of need, the DON forms, as a prerequisite to the issuance of an emergency permit and our linked assignment permit for teachers at the school for the 2022-23 school year per California Code of Regulations 80026. This is Lindsay.
Yes, thank you. Please see pages 234 to 237 in your PDF board packet. The Declaration of Need, also known as the DON, is an annual form submitted to the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing by local education agencies. The form contains the employing agency's estimated number of emergency permits, such as a provisional internship permit, a short-term staff permit, or an emergency cross-cultural language and academic development permit, which enables our teachers to teach EL students. I want to emphasize that this is an estimated number and is perfectly acceptable to overestimate. These documents allow qualified individuals to be authorized to serve in their teaching assignment while working towards completing the credential requirements for the appropriate teaching credential for that educator's assignment. Are there any questions on this document? If not, then I would like to ask the board to approve the declaration of need for the 22-23 school year. Thank you.
All right, board, could I have a motion and a second to approve 5B?
John Dorsch, move to approve.
Mike Malloy, second.
So John Dorsch has moved. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand? Aye. So 5D has been approved unanimously. So now we're into 6, additional corporate officers and board members. Mr. Brown.
President Stanford, thank you so much. Obviously, I'm always impressed when the questions are asked and the answers are so complete. Now we all know exactly what JAG does. And as I mentioned at one time, JAG is an important part of our organization, along with the REO programs and everything else that we have that enables us to reach out to these students for their future. And I think that's so important. And I want to thank you guys for doing it. And I really want to thank the board for their questions. That gives our staff an opportunity to shine bright in the yard. So thank you so much. And back to you, Madam President.
Thank you. All right. So Jerry is not on this. So any other board members have any comments? No. Lindsay, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
We love the JAG. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, this is Board Member Dorsch. I just want to thank everyone for their presentation. It's very thorough, very easy to understand. Great summary here. Especially Jeff mentioned the JAG program, and I'd like to thank Jenna and Stephen for their information on the program. Superb. And finally, I'd like to thank President Stafford for outstanding leadership in conducting the board meetings. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Mike Malloy, and I concur.
Thank you. It's good to see all of you again. We'll see you in a month. Lindsay, you're doing a terrific job. You've got great people. Jenna, you and Stephen are it's outstanding what you're doing. And I hope that we get to see some of this in person soon. You're helping a lot of kids. All right, guys, we're going to go to 7 closing items. Next regular meeting is May 16th, 2022. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn.
Barbara Willebrand moves. Claudette Beck second.
Thank you, ladies. Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
John Malloy? John Dorsch and Mike Lloyd.